Chapter 9. The Room at the Top of the Stairs. Jake decided to talk about something different. He and Robbie talked about sport and films until they arrived at Featherstone Castle. "Robbie, can you take Heather to the nurse?" Jake said as he parked the car. "She should check that Heather's okay after her adventure in the river." "Okay," answered Robbie. "Come on, Heather." "I can't believe you talked about Elizabeth," Robbie said later as they waited for the nurse. "I know. I'm sorry," said Heather. "Do you think Jake is suspicious of us now?"
"Maybe," answered Robbie. "We must be careful."
In the nurse's room, the nurse checked Heather. She had a cut over her eye and some bruises on her arms and legs. Fortunately, the cut didn't need stitches. The nurse gave Heather a cup of hot, sweet tea. "You're probably still in shock," she said. "Rest here for an hour. I want to be sure you're okay." Heather lay on the bed and closed her eyes. 5 minutes later, she was sleeping. Robbie returned to his dormitory. He wanted to read more of Elizabeth's diary and find some clues about the treasure. He knew he must return it to the library soon. Heather slept for a long time in the nurse's room, and she missed dinner. She woke up and the nurse gave her a sandwich. Heather wanted to find Robbie. "I feel fine now," she said. "Can I return to my dormitory?" "Yes, you can go," said the nurse, "and don't have any more adventures like that again."
"Okay," said Heather.
She thanked the nurse and left the room. It was dark in the castle, and the corridors were very quiet. Everybody was watching a film in the TV room. "Where's Robbie?" thought Heather. Suddenly, she saw the ghost in the long blue dress approach her. Heather stood silently and watched her. "Elizabeth," said Heather quietly, "thank you. You saved my life today." The ghost stopped and stared at Heather's eyes. The air was cold around her. She passed the paintings of her ancestors and continued floating down the corridor. Heather followed her, and her heart was beating very fast. She wasn't frightened of Elizabeth anymore, but she was excited. "Where is she going?" she thought. "Is this important?" There was a long curtain at the end of the corridor. The ghost disappeared through the curtain. Heather moved the curtain and followed her. There were some narrow stone stairs behind it. At the top of the stairs, there was a door. It was closed, but that wasn't a problem for the ghost. She floated up the stairs, walked through the door, and disappeared into the room. Heather ran up the stairs. She tried to open the door, but it was locked, and she couldn't enter. "What should I do now?" thought Heather. "What is this room, and why is it locked?" Heather took her mobile phone and sent Robbie a text message. "Urgent. Meet me on the stairs next to the dormitories." Heather went down the stairs and walked along the dark corridor again. Her footsteps echoed as she walked. "This is a really spooky place," she thought. "Are they watching me?" Robbie was waiting for her by the stairs. "That was quick," said Heather. "Well, it was urgent," said Robbie. "Anyway, I wanted to see you. What's happening?" "I saw Elizabeth again," said Heather. "I followed her up some stairs to a room with a locked door. Then she disappeared through the door into the room." "That's incredible," said Robbie, excited. "Show me the room." 5 minutes later, they arrived at the mysterious locked door again. "I'm sure this was Elizabeth's bedroom," said Robbie. "Maybe the treasure is in here. We must get the key."
"But how?" asked Heather.
Robbie thought for a moment.
"The caretaker has got keys to all the rooms. We can go and see him tomorrow morning."
"That's a good idea," said Heather. "You talk to him and I'll try to find the key."